Yeah, we'll start here. Masech the Kinim. Yeah, real tough chov beis in the Gemara. Yeah, the Mishnah says chatis. Yeah, that chatis hoif nasis lamata. When those are locha kinim, that's when you bring two birds. Kinim means a pair of birds. So let's say you're led after a certain time to have a chayiv to bring a kinim, to bring birds. Let's say you're led this, Elisha that gives birth. Or else a zav or a zava, they could bring two kinim. They bring kinim, two birds. And the birds is, one's a chattis and one's an oila. So first the Mishnah explains what's the difference between a chattis saif and an oila saif. So Mishnah starts off that chattis saif, when you bring an oif for a chattis, nasas lamata. Its zrikas dam is done on the bottom part of the mizbeach, means below the chut hasikra, the bottom half of the mizbeach. Now the chatis behema, mashenkin by behema, when you bring a behema for korban chatis, then lamala, the makom to make its zrika is, the pasuk says, al karnas hamizbeach, which means the top, the upper part of the mizbeach, means above the chut hasikra. So that's the difference between a chatis soif and a chatis behema. Now by oil is just the opposite. Oila soif, if you bring a bird for korban oila, so nasas lamala, the avoid of the mate the mitzui hadam. By an oila, there's not really a zrika, but after the malika, you take the neck of it and you squash it against the mizbeach. So that's done on the top part of the mizbeach. Oila soif nasas lamala has to be done on the top half of the mizbeach, on above the chut hasikra. The oila sabeim, if you bring a behema for korban oila, that's the opposite lamata. The zrika hadam by Oilas Beima is done lamato from the Chut HaSikro. Yeah. And then the Moran says, the Moran's welcome to Suwa Din, all the other Karbonos also. The role of Zrik is always done lamato on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. Only a Korban Chatis, a Behemoth Chatis, there the Zrik is done lamala. Now the Mishnah says, Mishino Bazel, Bazel Posel. This is the Akdoma to this Masechta, that if you bring a Chatis Sa'if the wrong place, if you bring the chatis soif and make the zrika lamala, so the chatis is posel. The chatis soif, all these zrikas have to be done in the right place, either lamala or lamata. If you do it in the wrong place, so then if you bring, we said, a chatis soif, if you bring it lamala, the chatis soif is psula. Or in the oila soif, if it's brought lamata, it'll be posel. Now, seida kinim kachu. What's the seida? How do you bring kinim, a pair of birds? Kinim always means two. Either could be two Torim or two Binayona, either two doves or else two young pigeons. So what's the halachas of kinim? Is ha choiva, when you have a choiv to bring the kinim, that we said a choiva could be either your azav or azav or your ledes. So those are a choiva to bring a kinim. Then the halacha is echod chatas v'echod oila. Whenever you have a choiv to bring a kan, it means you have a choiv to bring two praedas, two birds, and one of them is a chatis, and one of them is an oila. And you do it the way we learned before, the oila is done lamala, and the chatis is done lamata from the chut hasikra. But what's going to be binadorma or binadovis? Let's say somebody stam wants to make a neder or a nadova. He has no choiv to bring kinim. He stam, but there is a neder or a nadova, he wants to bring birds for a korban. Then the locher is kulam oilas. That when you say stam kan, you mean two. But here both of them are a korban oila, because you cannot bring a chatis for a neder and a dova. So if whenever you bring a neder and a dova, it's always only a korban oila. By behemoths, you could have a shlamim also. But by birds, there's no shlamim. By birds, either it's a chatis or it's an oila. So therefore, you bring a birds for a neder and a dova, it always remains oilas. So even when the Mishnah talks about in plural, that's because minastam, you say kinim. But then a person could be mechayiv himself just to bring one praida. If you want to, you can be mechayiv yourself just to bring one bird, and next time that bird would be an oila. Then the Mishnah explains, a zehu neder, what's called a neder, that's ha'oimer harei olai oila. You put the chiv upon yourself, you have a chiv no matter what, to bring a bird for a korban oila. A ve'ezehu hi nedova, what's called only a nedova present, ha'oimer, somebody says harei zu oila, means you have the bird here, and you say upon this bird should be an oila. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference whether you make a neder or whether you make a nedova? In both cases, you have to bring the bird or the animal for the korban oila. Elo, the difference is shehanedorim meisu or nignavu chayovim bachuyusim. By a neder, when you said Hare Yolai, means the chiv is upon you. So you have to make sure that the korban is brought. Let's say you set aside a korban and it dies or it got stolen. So what? You still have to bring another one. You have a chiv achrayis, an obligation upon you to make sure it's brought. On the dovis, but we just say Hare Zu Oilo, this should be a korban Oilo. So it's only a chiv to bring this one. Therefore, Mesu and Yignu, let's say this one dies, this one gets stolen. And Chayovim Bach Yusun, you have no chiv obligation to bring another one. So that's the difference whether you say Hare Zu or Hare Olai. But Koponim, when you bring birds for a neder or for a dova, the only one that can be brought is only for an Oilo. Now, Mishnah Beis. Chatis Shenis Arvo Boila. Let's say a Chatis Oif. Somebody has a Chatis Oif. Let's say one person was a Zav. And he set aside two birds for his chayiv, and one was an oilas oila, and one was an oilas achatis, achatis oif. And when he bought the two birds, he was mafresh. He said clearly which one is the chatis, which one is the oila. And now one that chatis oif got mixed up, achatis shenis arvo boila. That chatis oif got mixed up with oilas oif. Got mixed up with other two birds. Or else the opposite way, v'oilo v'chatis, let's say. And who are then the opposite, we're also v'oilo v'chatis. If a bird of an oilo got mixed up with other birds that are chatis, the Mishnah clearly, afilu echad b'ribu, even if one falls into a thousand, that means one chatis oif falls into a thousand oilas oifs. So the opposite way, one oilas oif flies into a thousand chatois oif, and they're all mixed up. Now you don't know which is which. The mission of the locker is Yamusu Kulam. All of them have to die. Because that's Takdam we had before. That now you do not know which bird is the Chatis, which one is the Oilo. So there's no way to bring it. Because if you bring it the wrong place, it's possible. So you don't know where to make this Rikas Dam, on bottom or on top. So therefore you can't bring it for carbon. And by birds, there's no Din Pidyon. By a behemoth in such a case, you're supposed to wait till it becomes a Balmum. And then you can report it and redeem it and the money, buy another one. But by birds, there's no halach of pidyon. It can't be poida, redeem a bird. So therefore, yemaisa would have to die. Yemaisa kulam. And the reason why it's not bota b'roiv, or v'yalachur, let's say it's bota b'roiv, so you have to say, since it's called a dova choshuv, in balachayim and achshuvim, they're not bota b'roiv. Even though it's only svarim midrabonim, but akoponim midrabonim, it's not bota b'roiv. And therefore, midrabonim, the Mishnah says, you have to let them die. Now what's going to be Chatis Shenis Arvo B'choiva? You have one Chatis Oif that got mixed up with a pair of birds that somebody set aside for a Choiva. In other words, that's called Choiva, means Kine Choiva Stuma. By a Choiva, or even by any Khan, whenever you buy two birds, there's always two things. You buy two birds, now you buy them both for your Karbonis. But you don't have to say when you buy it which one is the Chatis, which one is Oila. You buy it Stam, and later when the Kohen brings it, then you could decide, the Kohen could say, this one's the Chatis, this one's the Oila. That's called the Kan Stuma. It means you brought the two birds Stam, whichever one later will decide to be a Chatis or be a Chatis. So here we're talking about now one Chatis, that means when you set aside, when you bought it, you said clearly, this Oif should be an Oila, and this Oif should be the Chatis. Now one chatis flew into, mixed in to b'choiva, mixed in to kinei choiva stam, that somebody has a chiv, that this isha has a chiv to bring a kan, and she set aside the two birds. So locher is ein kosher ala kiminyan chatoi shabachoiva. How many birds could be brought now for korban chatis? Only the amount that there by the chatis shabachoiva. Meaning, let's say one bird of a chatis flew in to somebody's kan, to this yoledis. Now in her kan, she has to bring one chatis and one oilo. So since from her kan there's only one chatis to be brought, so now when you have these three birds mixed together, the locher is only one can be brought for chatis. You cannot bring two for chatis, even though really there should be two birds mixed up there that are chatois. But only one you could be brought, because whichever one you take, again, the one that flew in was a chatis. The other two that were there, you didn't say it clearly which one is which. So any one of those two could be for the chatis. So any one of these three birds you take, at least one of them for sure could be for chatis. But if you take two of them and bring the shvachatis, you have to be afraid maybe these two is not from the one that flew in, but from the original two that were there before. And out of those two, they both cannot be shvachatis. By kine chayvam, the locher is one shvachatis and one neilo. So therefore you cannot bring more than one shvachatis. And the same thing, v'chein oilo shenis arva b'chayvam. Let's say a bird that has already was set aside to bring oilas life, it flew in to a can of a chayva. Again, another case. The Yoledis, she set aside the two birds to bring for a chayva. She didn't say which one is which, but out of those two, one's going to be an oila, one's going to be a chatis. So this, now you have three birds together, same halacha. And karshel a kaminyan oila shem a chayva. How many birds could be brought now for this oila? Only one, for the same svara. Since in this chayva, those two birds originally, one should be an oila, not two of them. So therefore you can't bring two birds for an oila. Because if you bring two of them for an oila, you have to be afraid maybe taking the two of the first can. And those two both cannot be an oila, only one of them. So if you can only bring just one oila. Now it applies the same halacha, bein shahachayva meruba, v'yanadav m'muetes, whether the chayvas were a lot. In other words, first this lady, let's say, gave birth six times, so she has now her six kinim set aside. So she has like six pairs of birds, six of them are chatois, and six of them are oilas. And the nadava means the bird that flew in, it don't make a difference how many flew in. Whether that muetis, or else the opposite way. Bein shenadava meruba, whether the birds that flew in were a lot. Like you knew that the chatis, ten chatois flew in here. V'yachoyve muetis, for the original kinim that were there before, was only one pair or two pairs. Bein sheshteim shavus was the recall, where the four birds, four oilas, flew in to four birds there already. It always has the same halacha, that if you know which bird flew in, let's say oilas flew in, so now, depending upon how many birds were there before, how many kinim are there, so that's how many oilas you could bring. If there's only one pair of birds before, so out of that pair, only one is an oila, you can only bring one oila. If there were five pairs of kinim there before, so now you're allowed to bring five oilas here. Because for sure, five of them could be oilas. So, doesn't matter how many birds flew in now. It depends upon how many birds were there, like in how many kinim were there. Again, because the birds that flew in, we know what they are. Whether they're a chatas or whether they're an oila. The question is, the stumas, the ones that were there before, what dinim are they? Therefore, as many stuma, as many kinim as you have, that's how many oilas, or that's how many chatois, could be brought. Yeah. Now, Mishneh Gimel says, what now, the Medevo Amurim, when was this all said? That we learned the Mishneh before. The choyva over Nadova. That's talking about a choyva and a Nadova. Shnesarva like kinim Nadova, there is shekulam oilas. Like the case before, that the birds that flew in were from Nedovas. So Nedovas, we know for sure they're oilas. So we know like oilas flew into these kingdom, these pairs that were for chayva. So then you could bring how many oilas, the amount of chayvas that are there. That's b'chayva over Nedova. Yeah. What's going to be avo b'chayva shnesarva zu b'zu? But let's say you have two pairs of kinim, two pairs of birds. They are both chayvos. Achas the zu, v'achas the zu. You have two ladies here, let's say. There was Rachel and Leah. Rachel gave birth, and Leah gave birth. And each one set aside their own pairs of birds to be brought. Or else, shtayim lezu, shtayim lezu. Rachel set aside two pairs of birds because she gave birth twice. And the same thing, Leah also set aside two pairs of birds. So like together there's four and four, there's eight birds. Or else even let's say shalosh lezev, shalosh lezu. Could be one lady gave birth three times, the other one gave birth three times. And each one set aside that amount of kingdom. So there are three pairs to one and three pairs to the other. That's 12 birds altogether. Elok in such a case is mechza kosher or mechza posel. When these chayvas got mixed up together, let's say there were three and three. That's 12 birds altogether. So out of these 12 birds right now, 6 of them are kosher, and 6 of them are posel. Machza kosher means, the 6 is kosher mean, 3 of them are brought lamala, for an oila, and three of them is brought lamata for the chatas. So six is brought, but the other ones are not brought. So he explains here. Let's say kan achas sharocha got mixed up with kan achas of Leia. So let's say case of two and two. Each one only had one pair. So two birds got mixed up with two birds. So koyina from these terubas of these four, he takes one goyzel lechatis and one goyzel liyela, and it's ksherim mikol makan, like whoever's the yard, the yotza, that's all. But he can't do more than that. He can't take more than two birds, because if he takes more than two birds and puts them above on top, you have to be afraid maybe those two birds were like from one kan, from the Rachel's birds. And Rochels can't have two on top, one on top and one on bottom. So therefore, as many kinim as you have, half of it could be brought. So that's the case where you have, each one has two and two, where you have four birds. So out of the four birds, two of them are brought, meaning to say, one above and one on bottom. Or then if each one had two pairs, so then four birds are brought, two on top and two on bottom. And if they have three pairs apiece, so there were 12 birds, so again, out of these 12, 6 would be 3 on top and 3 on bottom. But that for Manashok, you can't go wrong. But once you take more than that, you have to be afraid maybe the birds are from one person, one kan, and you're putting them both lamala, that's no good. Now, that's going to be Achas Lezu, Ashtayim Lezu. Let's say one lady had only one pair, and the other one had two pairs. Or else for Shalish Lezu, the other one had three. Or else for Yeslezu, the other one had 10. Or Melezu, the other one had 100. The locher is Hamuat Kosher. Again, we go boss of the Miat. The one that has the smallest amount, that one could be brought. In other words, how many Eulis and Chattas could be brought to the amount of how much the smallest one has. Like if one Isha only had one pair, so we have to be afraid now that the birds came from her, from hers. So therefore, you can only bring one lamala and one lamata, one for an oila, one for a chatis. Because if you bring more than two, if you put two above, we have to be afraid maybe the two birds were her birds. Mashenka, let's say if one lady had three pairs and the other one had 20 pairs, so then the one that had three pairs, actually that three pairs meant she has six birds. So out of the six birds, for sure, again, we could put three lamala and three lamata. Because even if all the birds was hers, her birds is this din to have three lamala and three lamata. So you always have to bring a pork according to the smallest amount. The lady that has the smallest amount of birds, that's how many birds can be put, one lamala, one lamata. And the Mishnah Zof says, Dei Mishem Echot, where the kinim were brought for the same purpose. The next Mishnah will explain either they're both ladies or both zivas. Bein Mishnei Shemus, but they're brought for two different purposes. One was a lady, one was a ziva. It doesn't make a difference. Bein Mishachas, where it's the same Isha bringing these pairs. Or Bein Mishnei Noshim, where it's two different ladies bringing these pairs of birds. Still don't have the same aloha. But the next Mishnah will explain. Has the same aloha meaning to say, you could only go bosa the miyat, the smallest amount. Yes, the Mishnah Dal explains like this. Ketzad, what's going to be the case here? Ketzad Mishem Echot. What's called the case of Mishem Echot? That means Leda V'Leda. That means Rochel gave birth and Leda gave birth. That's how you have, from the same name, you have two different ladies bringing the same kingdom. Rosa Ziva V'Ziva. This lady had a Ziva, that one had a Ziva. That's called Mishem Echot. Yeah, that's Mishem Echot. And who would this could be for? It could be one lady also. That the lady gave birth twice. That's called lady of lady. She set aside one kan for one lady, and another kan for a second lady she had. Or else she was a ziva twice. So she sets aside one kan for the first ziva, and another kan for the second ziva. That's all called mishnei mechot. What's called mishnei shemus? That means lady of a ziva. It could be the same lady. It could be that the same lady first she gave birth, and then she was a ziva. So she sets aside now two different kingdoms, one for Yeledes and one for Ziva. Or else what's going to be Ketzad Shtei Noshim? What's called the case of two Noshim? Tzaros could be now Azu Leida v'Azu Leida. Could even be once over Rachel and Leah. Both of them gave birth, so they both set aside Kina for giving birth. Or it could even be Zu Ziva v'Azu Ziva. Rachel had a Ziva, that was Mechayev to bring the Korban, and Leah had the Ziva. Now, Mishay Mechad Mishnei Shemas. It could be from the same, this is called from the same name. Two Noshim from the same name means both ladies, both were Yeledis, both gave birth. Or both of them had the Tumah Ziva, so both of them have a Chiyuv to bring a Yeledis. Now, what's going to be Mishnei Shemas? Two Noshim and two different names. That means Azu Leida v'Azu Ziva. Rachel gave birth and Leah had a Ziva. And therefore, each one of them setting aside their own kingdom. So that's the Hezbra in the Mishnah before. But the same halachas applies though. The Maisa, anytime it's like it's a different kingdom, so if they get mixed up together, it could only be brought according to the Mi'at Sheboy. The Mu'at Sheboy, that's the one that could be brought. So Kitsa, even though it's the same lady here, but if she first set aside one Khan for her Leda, and then she set aside another Khan for her Ziva, so you can't mix the two. So it's like two separate, you know, froshes. So therefore, if these birds get mixed up together, we can't bring more than the Mi'at Shabbai. So only one Oyla can be brought, and only one Chatas can be brought, even though it's the same lady. But since Lamaisa, she set aside separately for different reasons, one was for the Zava, one for the Yeledis, so you can't mix the two together. Mashenken Mashmalov would be one lady that she had two ladies, three ladies, and then she set aside the bird stump. And then the Rosh speaks out here. If the lady would buy the bird stump, she said, listen, I have a chiyuv to bring now four kingdom, let's say, and she's buying these eight birds at one shot altogether, then whenever the kohen brings it, whichever bird he brings is good. She brought them lechatchila, not to say which is which, so it's all one big lekicha. So then the Rosh holds later when the kohen brings it, he can bring all eight birds. And when he brings each one, he's mafresh to say, this is the oila, and this is the chates, this is the oila, this is the chates. He can bring all eight birds, one on top, one on bottom. But they were talking about she bought them separately. She bought first for the yeledis that she had, and then for the ziva that she had. So each one is separately, therefore now that they get mixed up, you can only bring the mi'at shevoi. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei noshim shelokhu kineim beiruf. What's going to be if two ladies bought their kinim with a mixture together? What does that mean to say? That means they bought a b'shutfis, that they went to the store to buy the birds together. Together they spent money, they bought the birds b'shutfis. So two noshim, each one gave birth, they both have a chiyuv to bring a korban, and they brought the birds b'shutfis, a partnership. Or else, oishenosnu dimei kinim l'kayin, or else both of them gave the money to the kayin, that the kayin should buy for them these birds. Even though they're two separate noshim here the lochur is liyezer sheyirtza hakoyin yakriv chatis, or liyezer sheyirtza hakoyin yakriv oila. Here it's totally when the kohen brings it, that when the kohen wants to, whichever one he brings for the oila comes an oila, whichever one is the chatis is a chatis. So even though he brought it for two different noshim, that the mishnah zuf bein mishnei mechod bein mishnei shemus, even if both noshim gave birth. Or else even if one Isha gave birth and the other Isha had a Ziva on her, and each one now has like a kingdom for themselves, so even though these birds are all mixed together because they're brought together, still here Rabbi Yossi holds, not like the Mishnah, not that the Lacha was before, you can only bring two out of the four, but he holds no, all four could be brought. And the other Svari is, the Gemara says, and the Gemara in Erevin says, because we're talking about now, like when they first gave the money to the Kain, or when they first bought the birds, they made a condition, they made a Tanai. Then they speak out clearly that whichever one the Kohen wants to bring later, for whichever purpose, that's the way it should be. That's the Chiddush that a Tanai works. And it's not totally in Breira, because they made a Tanai at the beginning. So the Tanai was that right now we're buying these birds, stam. And later, when the Kohen goes to bring it, whichever one he decides should be an Eila remains an Eila. So therefore, there could be four or six birds all mixed together. It doesn't make a difference. Any bird the Kohen takes and puts it on top, that becomes the Oila Saif. Whichever one he puts on bottom, that becomes the Chata Saif. So one is bought lechatchila on this Tanai, then it helps. But in the Reisha, in the Mishnah before, is talking about, no, each Isha bought the birds for themselves. and they didn't speak out of tonight, and when the Kohen brings it later, he could be mafresh for me or for you. So therefore, each one was brought separately for you, so each Kohen is Kaveya, it has to be brought for you, and therefore your two Kohenim, like, it has to be only one could be the Oyla, one could be a Chatis. So therefore, if one Isha had only one pair of birds, and the other Isha had six pairs of birds, and they all got mixed up together, only one Oyla, one Chatis could be brought. Because otherwise, you have to be afraid, maybe bring in the two of that one Isha, all of them for Oyla, and that you can't do. Adun Alecha Chatisayf. Finish the first parak. All right, we'll stop here.